fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of November. The prepper tip today is to read the book titled Patriots by James Wesley Rawls. I say again, Patriots by James Wesley Rawls. We're going to have some videos posted at my website before the day's over. The one you want to be looking at is the Dr. Zelenko video interview on X22 that will be posted in my COVID panel one. Very important. And, of course, Cliff High's video of the 30th day of October, also very important. This is Firearms Monday. We have with us Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon if you want to order a night vision scope for your rifle, maybe sign up for some training. Just give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
Well, sir, good to have you with us. Over the next 8 weeks, we're going to have a large percentage, I don't know if it's 25% or half, of the Green Berets, Navy SEALs, U.S. Marines, Army Rangers will no longer be in the military because they're refusing to get the clot shot. I believe that as a consequence, the Chinese Communist Politburo will be having champagne and strawberry toast to commemorate us losing more men from the warriors, the tip of the spear, at one time than has ever happened in any war previously. What do you think, sir?
Well, I don't know about the champagne. They'll probably do that right after they take over a country, in Asia that doesn't belong to them. They'll take advantage of the situation and they'll get real aggressive, and then they'll have the champagne.
Roger that. Today is the day that a large percentage of New York City firemen and paramedics won't be going to work because they're refusing to get the clot shot. They're going to be running overtime for the people who did get the clot shot, bring in men and women from other jurisdictions. Between now and it's only 8 weeks till 2022, we're going to see these vaccine mandates kick in all over the United States. resulting in very adverse effects for our entire economy nationwide.
Well, that's their goal, John, to destroy the economy, destroy the middle class, and then make it impossible for us as a country to fund our military and thereby weaken the United States. I mean, that's been their plan all along.
Precisely.
And I don't know if you noticed this, but the Trump Supreme Court appointments. Remember when Trump ran around and told everybody, vote for me, otherwise you'll lose the Supreme Court.
Right.
Well, Amy Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh both decided not to support or hear a case that was opposing mandatory vaccines. In other words, they sided with the liberals. I mean, we've got some real problems in this country, and Americans better wake up. Trump is not the answer. He has not given us Supreme Court appointments that defend our rights. He has not done what he's supposed to do. And I have a feeling DeSantis may be the only answer we have at this point. Maybe Rand Paul. Who knows?
It's pretty miserable. But point being of this part of our conversation, ladies and gentlemen, is Sam and I want to emphasize that people need to take responsibility for their personal security and that of their family, aren't they, sir?
Well, we have learned since Ferguson that the government will not protect you in a physical way. They will protect government buildings and banks and certain large corporate businesses. They won't defend you or your family or your home from arsonists or rioters or looters. We've learned that the Supreme Court will no longer defend your God-given rights. Your body, under Judeo-Christian principles, is a temple. And you're responsible for that temple. You're responsible for caring for it, and you're responsible for defending it, and also that of your family. And we now have a Supreme Court in the United States that refuses to stand up for the American citizen and their rights. And it's a tragic, tragic thing to watch unfold.
It is, absolutely. It is. Well, I had a private consultation with a lovely couple from Kansas over the weekend, and the family has three adult men and three adult women, and I was urging the couple I was doing a consultation with to have at least one of those men attend Freedom Center to get tactical training so they in turn can be the instructor for the other adults. I also mentioned ideally as many adults as possible should get the Freedom Center to get the training. But one of your stated goals is to train people who in turn become trainers, isn't it, sir?
You know, that's true. We have such an effective training system that all of these NRA instructors and all of these military instructors, drill sergeants, and all these different people, they're not getting tier one level training. And a lot of the principles that they've been trained in don't really work as well in the real world as someone might think. And the program that we have put together is so effective in bringing people up to speed and teaching them how to defend their homes, how to defend their life in and around vehicles, which we spend a great part of our time. And this country likes to drive around, and it will continue to do that until Biden completely destroys the auto industry and the energy sector. But until then, that's where we're at.
Absolutely. Well, this is Farmers Money, ladies and gentlemen. You got a question or comment? Let's try to keep on topic here. Topics involving rifles, pistols, ammunition, optics, training, related topics, legislation, of course. Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, if a person wants to go to freedomcentertraining.com, what training coming up would they be finding there, sir?
Well, right now we're into the advanced portion. We have Friday afternoon of this week, we have a precision reloading class on November 5th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's where we teach you how to load precision long-range ammo. And then we have this weekend, we have a tactical rifle advanced one course. You need several prerequisite classes to be in that course. We have that course this weekend. And then on November 13th and 14th, we have the introduction to 1,000-yard precision rifle shooting. That's where we teach you how to shoot out to 1,000 yards comfortably. And you do need the right type of scope and a gun that will shoot hopefully 3/4 MOA or smaller. Then December 2nd to December 5th, I believe that's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have one of our two women's only basic handgun and rifle classes. And that runs for 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's in December, the first week. So, and that class is more than half full. So if you're interested, you want to reserve a spot in that class, give me a call on Wednesday and we'll get you in that course. But it's a women's only, ladies only, basic handgun and rifle course. And, you know, John, it's always interesting training women because you get very unusual requests. So we have multiple young moms, I think three, coming to this class in December. And two of them have young children, newborns. And when they called to sign up for the course, they said, Sam, I've got to ask you a question. Do we get a break in mid-morning and mid-afternoon to pump because we have young babies? And I said, well, of course, we'll give you a break for that. We understand. It's okay. We can work around it. But you do get some really unusual requests. And the ladies-only class is designed to cater to women and whatever you need to get through the training. So it's a great thing if you're a woman, you live by yourself, or your husband's working away from the home, and you simply want the skills to defend yourself independent of anyone else's help. This is the course you want to get into December 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
All right. Well, I hope there'll be I'd like to see that class filled up. I'd like to see all the classes filled up. Now, you've had, I don't know if it's all, have you had students from all 50 states yet? Or
not yet. I'm trying to think. We're still missing a few states. I think West Virginia. I don't know that we've had anyone from West Virginia. I don't know that we've had anyone from Arizona. I know we've had people from Florida. I think we're up to about 43 states so far. But I have to go back and look at my records to be sure.
Well, that's gratifying to know that. And how many foreign countries, sir?
Oh, probably 5 or 6 different countries at this point. Yeah, some people travel a long way to train here.
Yep. Well, they do. And a lot of them are my listeners. Typically, you have 1 or 2 of my listeners in just about every class, don't you, sir?
I would say typically 3 or 4.
Oh, really? That
you
many?
Know, I would say 30 to 50%, depending on the class. We've had one class where I think everyone but one was a listener of the John Moore Show.
Right. Well, that's very gratifying also to know that you and I are having this impact on Monday mornings here, reaching out all over the country. Well, with my guest appearances with Mike Adams and Doug Hagman, I've dramatically expanded my audience. We're talking to about 250,000 people right now all over the planet. Including Australia.
That's fantastic.
A lot of people in Australia. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't know how much time we've got. We have what appears to be the luxury of time to get training. That may be a complete illusion. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're losing a sizable percentage of the tip of the spear. The Green Berets, the Navy SEALs, the Army Rangers, the Marines, will be no longer part of the service in about 8 weeks or less because they're refusing to accept the clout shot. Now, it's not just the tip of the spear. It's the entire military, all the logistics people, men and women, and all the branches of military are losing a sizable percentage of their people in the next 8 weeks or less, which means national defense may come down to guys and gals with their own rifles. What do you think, sir?
Well, you know, I'm not worried. There's over 100 million armed Americans now. You know, just 2 years ago, before all this COVID lie and all of this manipulation, we had about 80 million gun owners. And right now, we're easily over 110 million.
Well, that's a lot. And I was telling my consultation clients over the weekend, owning firearms does not translate into competence with firearms, does it, sir?
No, it really doesn't. You're not born with firearm skills. There's a lot that's been developed over the years that's very useful, and you really need to get training. You need to get specific training, the type of training that teaches you how to be sufficient and very efficient, no wasted movement, the type of training that teaches you trigger control and teaches you accuracy and teaches you balance. You know, we've had some very experienced operators come and train here and come and teach here. And even our Navy SEALs that have taught here, that have instructed here, when we watch them shoot, we can find things that they can improve on. You know, there is no perfect shooter out there. And everybody has things you can work on. I don't care if you've been with Dev Group for 20 years or if you're just starting out, there's always something to work on to get better. And that continuous improvement mindset is really critical to progressing and to making sure that you dominate any conflict that you're involved in.
Well, I agree absolutely. When I go there, having more than half a century of experience handling rifles, shotguns, pistols, I go there with an open attitude and wanting to learn. I'm traveling some distance to get there. I want to improve my skills. And if you go there with an open mind and the right attitude, you're going to learn stuff, aren't you, Sam?
Boy, you sure are, and you're going to learn a lot. You know, some of our students describe being in the basic courses as a fire hose of information. And it's true that we do transfer a lot of information to you in these classes and a lot of different skills. We don't expect you to perfect them during the training. We expect you to learn how to train and learn what to train on and to go home and do your homework. And when you come back to the next class, you're more than ready. In fact, I would say that the basic classes are the toughest classes to get through. Because if you've been handling firearms and you have bad habits, you've got some bad habits to break, you've got a lot of new things to learn about weapon manipulation and how the guns actually work. And once you get through that basic class, you are so well prepared for the next level course that the second class is much less stressful for the student. And then the third class is even less. And the more you train, the funner it gets and the less stressful it gets. And it just becomes a really enjoyable experience. We have a number of couples and people that say, yeah, I'm going to set aside a week of vacation next year to continue my training here. I've had so much fun. I'm just going to use my vacation time for this. This is awesome. And it really is that much fun. Once you sort of get into the program, you see how things work, you learn the basic safety skills and weapon manipulation skills, and then all of a sudden all these advanced things we start throwing at you, they become great challenges and a lot of fun, and people really enjoy it.
Absolutely, they do. And the camaraderie there, kidding back and forth, the break time, it's all part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. There's a strong bond that occurs with our students when they go through training together. And you may have people from 10 different states in a given class, but by the end of the 4 days in the basic class, they've all become friends. They all support each other. They learn to work as a team. They understand now how important teamwork is, not just for tactical reasons, but for safety reasons and other things. And it really becomes a bonding experience. You make friends, and it's a great place to be.
Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Thank you. standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the very first day of November. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of EMP Shield equipment you get at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, this is Firearms Monday. And we got Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website's freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Here it is, 417-718-2597. Sam, how about a firearms tip of the week, sir?
Well, last week we talked a little bit about sling use, and I want to talk to people that have chest rigs. You know, there's a couple of things that you can do that really help. We've noticed this with our students during training. Getting the weight off of your vest and getting it onto your battle belt, and also going to lighter plates. Like, there's level 3+ plates that have they're 4 pounds a piece. I mean, they're amazingly light. And getting the weight off your chest rig so you can breathe when you're moving and shooting, that's a really important thing. And learning how to configure that kit and getting the bulk of your ammo onto your battle belt and getting lighter plates makes a huge difference.
Well, it does. And a related topic, I've worked with a number of civilians to help them put together bug-out bags. And the civilians who have never done this before, invariably they want to put too much in their bug-out bag. That's expected. That's normal. And I try to warn them, and then about the second or third mile out, especially if we're walking up any hills, they realize their mistake. Weight makes a big difference. And I don't care how big and tough you are, weight always makes a difference, doesn't it, sir?
Boy, it sure does, especially if your diaphragm's lifting that weight every time you take a breath. And, you know, an obvious thing is anyone who's done any serious backpacking knows that you've got to have a good belt on your backpack. It has to be padded. It has to fit you. And the majority of the weight has to rest on your belt, on your hips. If you've got those straps set up so that it's weighting on your shoulders, that's not a good thing. The straps are there to control the position of the pack. They're not there to support the weight. And so you've got to learn. One of the best things you can do is actually go for hikes. Load up a pack, start with 20, 30 pounds, and go for a hike. And then as you learn to fit the pack to your hips and get the weight off your shoulders and still keep control of the pack, as you develop these different skills, then start to add weight slowly and continue to hike. But, you know, I took my daughter when she was 16 years old. We went out to Colorado to play in the fireworks softball fast pitch tournament. She was a good pitcher when she was a young girl. So her team traveled around the country and played fast pitch. After the tournament, I took her up to Rocky Mountain National Park. We got a backcountry pass and then backpacked in to Thunder Lake and hung out there for about 9 days and trout fished and hiked around and went up to the top of the Continental Divide and just kind of hung out and talked about life. It was a great experience for her. But what was interesting is, and this was in the first week of July, the week before, it had snowed almost 7 feet in the mountains that year. And so we had to get the head of the Rocky Mountain National Park's approval to use our backcountry pass. And he actually drove out to the ranger station trailhead building and interviewed us to make sure that we had the requisite skills to pack remotely. And, of course, he was very comfortable after talking to me, and he looked at my daughter and said, whatever your father asks you to do, you do it, but have a good time. And he got up and left. Well, we grabbed our packs and headed for Thunder Lake. It was about a nine-mile trek into the lake, and my daughter got so much experience packing, being on snowpack, snowshoes, crampons, poling, all of these basic mountaineering skills. And, you know, she was so athletic, it was easy for her to be in that environment. But it was kind of an amazing trip. And she was carrying, I think she was 140 pounds. And generally, if you're in great shape, you don't want to have more than 35% of your body weight on a pack. And I think her pack was about 48 pounds. And then I had a 95-pound pack. I had the tent and the, you know, and the some other water filters and pots and, you know, titanium pots and pans, lightweight stove. I had a little extra weight in mine, but of course I'm twice her size. So it was a great trip. But when you first start backpacking, I would say definitely don't put more than 20% of your body weight in a pack. And start there and you'll be fine.
That's good advice. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I did a private consultation over the weekend with a lovely couple in Kansas. I really look forward to these, helping people gain the clarity, gain the focus, get the information they need to make great decisions and achieve their goals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Great news. I'll be picking up some energy cleaners tonight from Tom Berryhill, and probably about 30 or so later in the week. We'll get close to getting all the back orders caught up, helping people all over the planet. I'll be shipping 4 energy cleaners to Australia this coming week, by the way. And Vera in Australia, thank you for waiting. Yours will be shipped tomorrow morning. Helping people get their lives back, get past the arthritis pain, and get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. Keeping in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free R line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website's freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone, if you want to place an order for thermal imaging or sign up for a class, 417-718-2597. Sam, I was back in the Army Reserve in the Special Forces when they introduced the Alice backpack. That was about 1979, and we were just very grateful to get a modern backpack. My personal Alice backpack has aftermarket upgrades to the belt and the shoulder straps, which brings it into the modern age, making it a very usable backpack, reasonably priced, very strong, very lightweight. External frame, of course, and having a good quality backpack that transfers that weight to your hips is really the way to go, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it makes the pack livable long term, and it allows you to carry a lot more weight closer to your center of gravity where the weights should be transferred. I think the modern packs made by Mystery Ranch, probably the pinnacle of what's available now as far as comfort, load carrying capacity, that sort of thing. But if you don't have a pack and you're looking for a really nice pack, I would seriously check out Mystery Ranch. I think we've talked about them before. They make the most durable, comfortable, well-designed packs in the world.
And they're available in earth tone colors, I assume.
Oh, you can get them in multicam, coyote brown. You know, they make packs for special forces now. You know, they don't use the Alice pack anymore. They use the Mystery Ranch stuff.
Outstanding. Talking about camouflage a moment. The Army, U.S. and the Marines and everybody, Navy, they went through about a three-decade period of this make-believe camouflage that was meant to fool digital cameras but didn't fool the human eye, which is... Now they've gone back to what we're using 30 plus years or 40 years ago, a version of the woodland camouflage, aren't they, sir?
Well, they actually have, I guess I can talk about this. I haven't signed a non-disclosure on it, but there are materials out there that defeat thermal, defeat night vision, and defeat digital nighttime detection devices, and how do I word this? To the naked eye, they do have colors quite similar to the woodland pattern. It's not multicam, and you know, let me tell you something. RSF guys, they have gear lockers where they're based, and they have access to all kinds of camouflage. So they have access to all kinds of weapons. If you've ever been in a SEAL team locker, you realize it's larger than your master closet by about 6x, and it's got weapons hanging and loaded magazines and different ammo hanging under each weapon to fit that particular weapon, and they've got their Draeger units. They've got, I mean, just massive amounts of gear. And they have a lot of choices depending on the mission. So you don't have to worry about our Tier 1 guys. They get plenty of money. I am worried about the ones that are not getting the vaccine because they're hanging their hat on a court hearing and a lawsuit. And our Supreme Court has proven now on two occasions, particularly Trump appointees, that they're not going to support individual rights as far as these vaccine mandates. So, you know, it's just it's a rough deal. But as far as the camouflage goes, our Tier 1 guys have some really specialized stuff. You can't have it. You can't get it. In fact, I've been in a factory where some of this stuff is sewn. The manufacturer of the material, this stuff is so proprietary that the manufacturer of the material actually has a representative there that as they cut and sew the gear for the SEAL teams and the CAG operators and those guys, they pick up the scraps as they're being cut and control them. You can imagine that.
Well, I can't imagine it, and I'm glad that they do.
Yes.
I am so glad that they do. Well, I don't have high hopes that the court action is going to save the careers of the men and women in the military from getting the clot shots, leaving them with very few options, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's the rub is here, right? We are at the crossroads, folks. The courts are either going to support God-given rights or they're not. And if they don't, we're going to be in the middle of a kinetic war soon enough, and I hope you people are ready. I hope you've been listening for the last 3 years. You've paid attention to some of the suggestions we've given you, and you have taken a small portion of your income and set it aside to prepare for what's coming, because it is not going to be pretty.
It won't be. It won't be. History's on the side of it being brutal, isn't it?
Well, when you see how far governments are taking this, like in Australia and New Zealand, pulling people out of their cars, beating them. My wife showed me a video the other day of a van pulling up into a neighborhood in New Zealand. People were outside enjoying life, and these people get out of the van, and they start grabbing people and injecting them with a shot.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. And I mean, and this is the hard thing for good people. You know, their heart doesn't want to let them believe the truth. But the heart can be the most deceitful of all things. And that's in Scripture. That's not Sam talking. That's in the New Testament. Okay? And here's the thing. A good person doesn't want to believe that these things can happen. But I'm telling you, people, listen to me carefully. There is nothing these people won't do. There are no boundaries for these people. They are murderers. They are thieves. They are narcissists. They are psychotic. And we're going to have to stand up and defeat them. They're not going to go away. And I hate to put it like that, but that's just the truth. And, you know, the truth is not designed to make you comfortable. The truth is designed to make you free. And once you realize that, you realize you have no choice. You've got to stand up against this stuff. And the sooner we stand up, the less painful it'll be. I think that's really important to understand. The sooner we as a country decide to stand against this tyranny and this evil, the less painful it will be for you and your family. Waiting, procrastinating, brings a level of hurt on the American people that I just don't want to see.
Well, it's coming. Besides the military mandates, the next 8 weeks or less, we have similar mandates. As of this morning, Sam, the firemen and paramedics in New York City either have to have the clot shot, or they can't go to work. It's kicking in, and it's kicking in right now, isn't it?
Yeah, and every company that's had their employees stand up has reversed their policies. Because if you lose your employees, you lose your company.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. So there's the rub. And the courts, here's the thing nobody realizes, the courts are going to be inundated. They're going to be flooded with cases to resolve this stuff. And they're not going to stand up for your rights. And eventually, you know, there may be some state judges that'll do the right thing, but there won't be any federal judges that do the right thing. They're all a bunch of, you know what, Nazi punks. That's why they refused to hear the election fraud issues. I mean, there's just so many issues with the courts. We cannot depend on the courts anymore to bring justice to people in this country or to protect your rights. And once you realize that, and you add on to that the fact that we can't have free and fair elections, honest elections, this republic's pretty much gone. I mean, it's been commandeered, and we're not getting it back unless we take it back. That's the sad part.
Amazing. We got a caller and holder. We got Mark in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mark.
Hello, John. Hello, Sam. This is I'm a veteran myself. I was not in conflict. I was in the Navy. But what I want to ask is the active duty that's in there now, and it seems to me that the group that has the most highest level of integrity are the Marines. It would seem to me that somebody sees this vaccine as a weapon. And if they were to stand their ground and not leave, not discharge, not let them shove them around and say, look, this is a weapon, and it's, you know, protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This is a weapon brought to us by the enemy, Big Pharma. So that's one thing I want to ask you guys about. And then I have one other thing to mention that's very important about the VA. So I'd like to hear you guys' response on this. Hello?
Well, I think that the vaccine mandates are designed to purge the military and the healthcare system and the government of any conservative Christians. I mean, strategically, that's clearly what it's accomplishing. You are watching a purge. You're watching a purge of our special forces, a purge of our standard forces, a purge of our medical community. Now, once you get the conservative Christians that have a moral framework out of the military, out of the healthcare system, then it's open field running for these communists. There isn't anything they can't implement.
All the more reason why they should take a stand, but I don't know. Maybe the higher ups in these different forces, right, have been compromised. But still, there's got to be enough in there. The Marines or the Special Forces, or I don't know. It seems like the Marines has the largest number of a higher integrity group, but surely they could stand up and say, "No, we're not leaving. You're not going to discharge us. We're not going anywhere." And because this is a weapon. I just don't. That's the part I don't understand.
Well, we're going to see what happens here. We're going to see who stands up and who doesn't. You know, just stand by. It's coming.
And another thing I want to bring up to both of you, and this is important. In 2017, I attempted to bring some really important information to the local VA here in Philadelphia, which is connected to, by the way, University of Pennsylvania, which, by the way, is an Ivy League school. And, oh, by the way, the information I was bringing to the attention of this Philadelphia VA was at the time when Trump had appointed Dr. Shulkin. Well, Dr. Shulkin, turns out, is from Pennsylvania, and he was a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. And the information I was trying to bring to their attention was something that could prevent harm to any veteran that might be prescribed certain types of drugs, because these certain types of drugs prescribed to some, which is about 12% of the Caucasian population, can kill them. But yet this local VA, and I was thinking that 6 degrees of separation, surely that somebody at this VA might know Dr. Shulkin, being that he's a University of Pennsylvania professor. However, they did not listen. I tried to take it, and nope, they would not listen. They weren't even curious about it. And that tells me that the VA long ago was infiltrated, and they're intentionally blocking remedies for our veterans that are helpful remedies and helpful, you know, protect, you know, first G, Hippocratic Oath, first principle is first G, do no harm. And they're doing harm, and they didn't respond. I tried to push it, and to the higher ups to appeal to their sense of respecting health of veterans. But that didn't go through, and it's appalling. But it gave me So what do you guys understand about our VA system? And by the way, the majority of veterans that go to the VA system go for mental health care. Three-fourths of the veterans that go to the VA system, and the VA system is the largest health care provider in the United States, but the majority go for mental health. And who runs mental health? Psychiatry. And who are they? To me, they're shill men for the Big Pharma. And so, anyway, I'd like to hear you guys' response, and I'll go ahead and go off air. Thank you.
Go ahead, Sam.
Well, I'm not a veteran, okay? I'm not part of the VA system. I do work with veterans every day. I have customers that are all veterans that are part of the VA system, and it is a constant stream of complaints about the lack of quality of care from the VA. I think I've heard 2 positive comments and 20,000 negative comments about the VA in the last 10 years. Our whole federal system is compromised. And if you don't believe that, then you've been brainwashed and you're naive. So I just I just don't know how this gets fixed. We can't fix it at the polls with corrupt elections, and we can't fix it with the court standing up for our rights, so I'm struggling for ideas of how to fix this without this thing eventually going kinetic.
I'd say just stay away from these medical doctors is the best policy. They do more harm than good, in my opinion. Mark, we do thank you for your call. We got a break coming up here. The call number is 512-248-8252. You got some open slots and some training coming up here, Sam?
We've got one open slot for the long-range course. And we can talk about that after the break.
Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Farmers Money, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. And you were cut off telling us about the upcoming training here, Sam.
Yeah, we've got advanced one class this weekend, and then the long range class. I think there's one or two slots open in the long range course if you're interested. That class is almost full, but if you want a slot and you've got the right equipment, give me a call. We'll make sure you're ready to go.
All right. Well, showing up there prepared and ready to go is very important. Otherwise, it slows down everything, doesn't it?
Well, it is, because you have to have the proper tools. The class is literally training you to use several different tools. That high-end optic on your precision rifle is an important tool, and you need to know how to operate it. You need to know how to minimize parallax. You need to know how to sync the parallax function with the ocular focus function. You need to know what that reticle is and how to use it for passive ranging and for holdover so you can place precise quick shots. You need to know how to hold the gun so you reproduce barrel harmonics and can control vertical dispersion and minimize that. So, you know, there's a lot to learn. We pack a lot into those 2 days, but you will be a different shooter when you leave, I promise you.
Absolutely. Our next caller here is Sam in Indiana. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Yeah, I guess I'm VA whistleblower. I'd like to take some of them training courses and stuff. My health and status won't allow it. However, the trouble is getting armed up is not going to help when you're community and statewide banned. Back in 2015, they told us to sign a secret contract with the VA to accept the jabs, all kinds of test equipment or drugs, or lose our health care, and if we wanted pain meds, hit the street and get some heroin. Said
wow.
We could comply, or we'd never find health care in Indiana again. I'm in that position. I've been squawking since 2014. They get the community. These people out here are so scared. I'm shunned by an entire community. Nobody helps. No veterans groups help. They're all scared, they're in a loop, and they keep playing the same game. Nobody wants to stand up against these characters. So I don't know what the solutions are. Veterans Day's coming up, you know, and they're out here, you know, pretending like people are special. You know, they're treating us, they're testing veterans right now. They're dying, nobody's reporting it. I've been all over the place. All these big radio talk show stuff, John B. Wells, I got moderated and banned there for mentioning stuff because there's a moderator in Indianapolis that didn't like what I was saying about the VA. So regardless of where we go, we're in trouble. You know, we can't fight back against community and statewide shunning, and attorneys won't help us, vet groups won't help us. You know, we're in trouble.
Okay. Great report, Sam. We appreciate it. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.